While we're on the topic of live performance radio shows based in Lexington, we turn to Red Barn Radio.
Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Gunpowder Creek.
Well, it weren't so long ago, back in 24, when me and Pa would travel to the Rapid Hatch General Store. Pa would shop for Mama, for me and little sis. We were always happy for the times we had like this. Rapid Hatch, Kentucky, you're in my memory. I'm thankful for your rolling hills and your gentle flowing stream.
This show, which features mostly Kentucky-based artists, is welcoming a new host this year. Adam Luckey is a native of North Carolina who went to school at Georgetown College. He's made a name for himself in the Bluegrass State as an actor, director, and educator. He takes over the duties of longtime host Brad Becker, who stepped down last year.
The mission is to preserve, promote, and perform the music of Kentucky, and as I'm finding that music born in Kentucky, that the bluegrass music spreads throughout the Appalachian area, even into Indiana, Illinois, all these folks coming in for this common music and sound that was born in Kentucky. Being a history buff myself, went to school for communications and for history. I've always been kind of immersed in Kentucky's history, just be interested in it in general. But there is such a colorful history of Kentucky and being a musician myself, I think those connections for me, that own personal passion, just kind of drove that idea to really accept what Red Barn does to promote, preserve, and perform.
Well, I'm going down to the devil's den. I'm gonna feel that fire burn my skin. Feel those flames scorch my soul.
Every week, I'm just amazed at that talent that comes in here and plays those instruments. And, you know, bluegrass is has a basic style, but that is not, say, basic is simple. But I mean, once you get that framework, you've got such an area to play with, and you can take so many different ideas and genres of music and plug those in and still have this traditional sound at its core. And just to know that it was born here in this state is something really special to me as a transplant and someone who's now calling myself a Kentuckian.
Thank you.
Ed Commons is co-founder of Red Barn Radio. He's another bluegrass transplant with a background in music, TV, and film production.
Red Barn Radio is now in its 11th season, probably like 11th year. We began with an experience that came out of my original founding partner, Marilyn Myers, and my work with the Kentucky Music Museum and Hall of Fame in Renfrew Valley. We were producers and researchers on that project, and out of meeting a lot of musicians from Eastern Kentucky who at that time had no outlet for some of their talent, Marilyn and I decided to put together a venue that we could feature that type of music. So Red Barn and the museum are in tandem in our ages. They're celebrating their 10th season or 11th year or whatever, same as we are. I have learned a great deal about what is happening within the state, and I've really, as a classical and jazz guy, I've really developed an incredible respect and love for a lot of the old-time music and fiddle tunes and things that have come out of an earlier tradition within the state, not only in Appalachia, but here in central Kentucky and other places within the state. We are very narrow in our focus in that we are basically an acoustic show, although we have had some percussion on a limited basis, but pretty much stay focused on that. And what most people probably would fail to recognize is the depth of talent that we have within the Commonwealth. Most of them have day jobs, but they come on the show, and you take away the visual element, you know, that they're not like megastars. It's hard to tell. They're just incredibly entertaining. They have great stories. One of the other parts of our mission is to archive and to tell the stories of how the musicians came to be where they are, whether it came through their families, which is a great touching point and great stories to hear, where the first guitar came from, granddad played it or mom played it or whatever, and how it's come in to this generation. And then, of course, musically, what this generation is doing with that type of music. It's not your dad's Buick anymore. It's a new listening experience, and the energy level of the young musicians is just incredible to listen to.
As we speak now, listeners have yet to hear on the radio any of the Red Barn radio shows that you have hosted. What should they expect? Will the show sound the same, or is the show going to be different? Are there things that you have in mind for future development with the show?
The Red Barn family is one that is, I think everyone is ready and willing to start taking Red Barn to a different level, to get more folks really interested, and to make that make this a place to congregate, either online, on the radio, or in the audience.
Like Wood Songs, Red Barn Radio is on WEKU every Saturday night. It airs at 9 p.m. with a repeat Sunday at 2 in the morning. Coming up, we'll hear about the premiere touring production of Catch Me If You Can on stage this weekend at the Lexington Opera House on Arts Weekly Here and Now.